So today I'm going to be talking to you about the value of social media listening. My presentation is entitled Stop, Look, Listen, Incorporating or Integrating Social Media Listening into Public Health Practice. So just to read my presenter disclosure, I've been employed with Northrop Grumman, and I own stock or stock options in Northrop Grumman. So what's the value of listening? Why is listening even important? Well, listening helps us understand how someone is feeling, what someone is thinking, what someone's needs are. So that's usually what we talk about when you're talking about general communication back and forth. But listening can be applied to several different areas. So by listening, if you're talking about organizations, they can really find out like what their constituents or what their customers are feeling, what they like, and then businesses will sometimes change their brand or product to meet that particular need. So bringing it to public health and kind of incorporating listening to public health, we all know that Healthy People 2020 is what governs public health work. And two areas that are very important to Healthy People 2020 is health, IT, and health communication. There's actually 13 objectives that relate to health, IT, and health communication and actually changing how we deliver public health using those methods. Two of the goals that I want to highlight are HCHIT 12 and HCHIT 13, which talk about increasing the number of emergency response and crisis messages that are going out to protect the public. And as you know, in light of recent events over the last couple of years, this is very important. So the second goal is to increase social marketing and health promotion and disease prevention. So the way that Healthy 20 is proposing that we do that are through these four different integrated systems that I have listed here. Public health practice, health information technology, innovation, research, and data. And Northrop Grumman's health IT has focus areas in innovative health solutions, advanced analytics, and better health outcomes. And you can definitely see how what we're doing integrates directly with what Healthy People 2020 is focusing on. So let's talk a little bit more about social media listening. What exactly is it? We know what it means when you listen to someone and you're in a conversation, but what does it mean when you're looking at it across social media? So social media listening is the process of using social media to actually see what's being said across social media channels, be it Facebook, Twitter, be it YouTube, Google+, you know, there's different channels coming out. So just using those channels to see what people are actually saying. And then monitoring is taking what you actually hear and then beginning to analyze that to see how does it relate to communication strategy or how does it relate to your organization. So this shows the social media landscape. As you can tell, like over the years, social media has changed. 10 years ago, people were on MySpace. If you ask people who's using MySpace now, it's kind of obsolete. Nobody's really using. So each year, there's constantly new social media channels being developed, and then social media is everywhere. According to eMarketer in June of 2013, they said 1 in 4 people worldwide is using social media. So if you think there's more than 4 people in this room, so if you look at the numbers, 1 of every 4, that's a lot of people in the world that's using social media. And social media is everywhere. I just included 2 little jokes. You know, the man is on the island stranded, and instead of asking for help, he actually has a sign up that says, update my status. So, and then there's another joke over in the corner, and he's like, when you say you want to be friends, do you mean Facebook friends, MySpace friends, Twitter friends, BuzzNet friends, LinkedIn friends? So just how we even communicate with each other is changing as a result of social media. So let's talk about the 5 W's of social media listening. So when you're listening, you want to know who's talking about your brand or your organization, what's being said, when is the conversation occurring? Is it occurring around an emergency response situation or an outbreak? Where is the conversation occurring? Is it occurring on Facebook or Twitter to then help you inform how you need to respond? And then why is the conversation occurring? Is it that people are looking for information, there's a gap, or is it that people are looking to have information corrected? Is there like something wrong that's being printed in social media that you need to address? So we're going to go through quickly a couple of examples of organizations that are using social media listening. The first is Taco Bell. So there was a high school student who was on a swim team. After every meet that he won, he would go to Taco Bell. So he posted on Twitter to a message to Taco Bell saying, I love your tacos. After a meet, I go there. It would be nice for me to have a pair of Speedos that have Taco Bell on them. Well, Taco Bell was listening. Taco Bell responded to this man and said, well, what size do you wear? Immediately, the man sent back, and Taco Bell not only sent him the Speedos with a Taco Bell brand on it. They sent the entire team. So it's a funny example. It just shows you, though, being out there and listening to what people are saying to your brand and mentioning about you is very important. Another one is the Children's Place. They promoted a t-shirt earlier this year that had my best subjects are shopping, music, and dancing. And there's another selection for math, but it's not checked. So immediately, parents were very upset because they felt that this sent a very wrong message to young girls about what their priorities should be about education. So in response to that one post that was sent out, promoting the t-shirt, there were 2,800 comments about it. Most of them were, of course, complaints from parents or child advocacy groups saying just how awful they felt the shirt was. Well, the Children's Place responded, and what did? They pulled their shirt off the market. So again, saving their reputation, their credibility as an agency. So we have another one, a public health response, dealing with WHO. So in 2011, there was an earthquake in Japan. People were constantly concerned about the radiation of the nuclear plant that was nearby and being exposed to it. So immediately people started tweeting out about what they needed to do to be protected. Well, a lot of information went out to people saying that if you intake large amounts of salt, sodium chloride, it will protect you from the radiation. Well, that's not true. But just imagine in an emergency situation like that, when people are looking for information on what can I do to be safe, and there's information being sent out, they're going to grab it. So, of course, people started stockpiling salt. One man even had 5 years worth of salt just stockpiled in his house. So we all know that salt in high quantities is it's harmful to your health. So think of people just constantly eating salt day after day after day, thinking this is going to protect me from the radiation that's in my community. No, it's not. So WHO, monitoring Twitter and Facebook channels, saw that these comments were going out about people stockpiling salt and decided that they needed to really counter this. Because it wasn't table salt, it's actually potassium iodine. If it's taken before exposure, that's actually preventing radiation. So again, they began to send out messages talking about reduced salt intake and highlighting the negative effects of salt overuse. And as a result of the messages that they were putting out, they saw, number one, people started sharing their messages around social media. And then number two, they saw people returning salt back to the stores. So again, addressing a serious public health need in an emergency situation. So again, looking at the Boston Public Health Department during the Boston Marathon attack, there were a lot of messages that needed to be sent out very quickly. People didn't know where they needed to go. People were injured and didn't know, you know, where to go, where to find people. And so the Boston Police Department immediately took to putting messages out on Twitter. As we all know, when we tweet something, it goes out to the universe very quickly. So they began to send messages about status updates for the situation. They began sending messages about hospitals that were open, hospitals that were closed, routes that were closed, to get people emergency information as quickly as possible. Again, the hospitals even started tweeting different hospitals that were open, giving status updates on a regular basis. So let's talk about some of the benefits of social media listening. So it can definitely enhance your communication strategy. It informs where you need to respond. You know, traditional media is great, but now you know that 1 in 4 people are on social media. So you have to meet people where they are. It improves your emergency crisis response situations. We know that people are on Twitter, Facebook, messages spread very quickly. So if you want to get information out to people about where they need to go, how they need to be safe, you need to interact on social media. And it increases your capacity for social media engagement. Credibility and reputation of an organization is very, very important. People look at organizations, particularly public health organizations, to provide top data information that they're looking for. So if your organization is not in there and having a presence in social media, then you're missing an opportunity to engage with people, and you're missing an opportunity for people to really see your organization. And then increased ability, reach, and engagement. You're reaching more people with your information. And then again, as I mentioned before, reputation of your organization. So if you're involved in social media listening, some of the best practices are just don't listen. Just don't look on social media and see what's being said, but you have to engage. You have to respond. Thinking back to the Children's Place, thinking back to the other examples that we talked about, you have to be able to respond to people. And then context is key. A lot of times when you're on social media, you're sending out your messages, but is that really what people need? People just don't want information being put out to them. They really want a relationship with you. So you have to be able to respond back to people that may be commenting to you about different things. And engage with good intentions. A lot of times when messages go out, sometimes it's just to say, hey, we've got this new product, or hey, we're doing this. But then you're not really receiving anything back from the public. And so it's important to remember, relationship is what you're looking for when engaging with the public. And then actions speak louder than words. So it's not just enough to put a tweet out or a Facebook post to say, this is what we've done, but to actually show that. So it's important to find unique opportunities to engage. And this particular tweet came from a woman who was a breast cancer survivor. And the post at the top is saying, varying and extreme thoughts on flu shots after cancer. Options, please. So meaning she's hearing a lot of different information across social media. She's not really sure what course of action she needs to take, whether or not to get the flu shot after having cancer. So the response from someone was, always, straight from my oncologist yesterday, also revaccination of pertussis. And the reason why I showed this example is, this is an opportunity for an organization, a clinician, or a cancer, and from a company that provides information for cancer to really jump in and engage. This is a person, a breast cancer survivor, who clearly has questions about her health. So think about if your organization provided health services, what would be a good response for her? So again, just recognizing that there's a need in social media, and then asking yourself, what is the situation? Is it even within the scope of your organization? And if it is, can you enter the conversation and where? What are your key messages? What's the potential feedback? If you're engaging in social media, there's always a risk. And so are you ready to take that risk? And then if there is a risk, if there's feedback, what would be your response? So here's some useful tools for social media, some of the free social media listening tools. You have Google Alerts, Facebook Insights, and Simpler, which you can go on and pull information about your organization if you have social media accounts or particular hashtags or topics. Important metrics to gather would be sentiment. What is it that people are thinking or feeling about your particular company, your organization, or even a public health topic? If you work in emergency response, if you work in cancer prevention and control or diabetes, what is it that people are saying about your topic? Again, influence, who are the people that are talking? Is it the general public that want information? Or are these organizations that are looking for information to partner? And important quantitative metrics are mentions and retweets. Who's constantly sharing your information? This is across Twitter. And the share of voice, how much of the conversation are you actually engaging in? If there's a conversation about whatever topic that you may be working in, and then what's the potential reach? When your messages are sent out, who are you actually reaching? Again, measure what can be measured. Choose measures that actually meet your public health objectives. There's so many things that you can possibly measure, but look for what's most important to your agency, your priorities. And then consider both qualitative and quantitative metrics, and then start somewhere. So that's my presentation. I'll respond to any questions later. Thank you.